Well, that's great music.
What comes to your mind?
Well, putting on the Ritz, what comes to my mind?
Scene, the scene from the Monster.
Yeah. Putting on the Ritz. Yeah. Yep. That's what it reminds me of. But we have to move right on to Nolan Finley because he has something very important to tell us. But I have a question, Nolan, and I refrain from calling you. But you were kind enough to buy me a wonderful drink recently. We were at Ingrid's going away party, which I still don't understand because the Detroit News, the Free Press, USA Today, it seems like USA Today is involved in all of them or whatever. But Ingrid Jacques left us at the Detroit News, went to USA Today. You were kind enough, having been her her boss, to have a little going away party for her. And you bought me a bourbon that you said, this is really good for your throat. And I can't remember the name of the bourbon.
It was...
Was it...
Grass Widow from 2 James.
Oh, it's called Grass Widow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I had Wicked in there somewhere, and I've been looking for it ever since, but it's just at the 2 St. James.
Yeah, no, it's their signature bourbon, the 2 James Distillery. They do a very fine job.
2 James Distillery, Grass Widow. Okay. Was that, were you making that up, or is it really supposed to be good for your throat?
Well, Paul, can't be too bad for it, could it?
I know, it was soothing. It was like medicine. You're absolutely
right.
There
you go.
Anyway, is it just me, or do I think this is early? I guess not. Here you are. You've picked who you want to back for governor.
You know, it is a little early. It's a lot earlier than normal for us, but that's intentional because the shift to vote by mail has become so pronounced over the last couple of election cycles, that if you don't get your endorsements out early, you're going to miss a whole lot of people who cast their ballots by mail and return their absentee ballots. They went out a couple of weeks ago, a lot of people have already made up their mind and cast their ballots.
Hmm. All right. So I guess you haven't announced here, at least, who you are backing.
Well, it wasn't an easy year for us because the Republican field kept shifting. And, of course, the Republicans are the only ones having a primary this year. And so our endorsements are for the primary, not for the fall. Lots of things could change between now and then. But we decided to go from the candidate to our left and on the Republican side with Tudor Dixon.
That's fascinating. Tudor Dixon is the Detroit News choice to back for governor. And I suspect you won't tell me if it was going to be someone else who didn't get into the race because of paperwork issues and not following all the rules.
Well, we were very interested in Chief James Craig's race. We thought he could... from the time he got in, that he could make a decent candidate and good governor. He didn't make the race. Barry Johnson didn't make the race. So our choices kept getting narrower and narrower as the campaign season went on. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it.
No.
You probably haven't either.
No, never. I think you need a little more of that bourbon.
I have been battling COVID for the last week.
There was a picture, I think it was on Instagram over the weekend. You were watching the fireworks, and it was you, I guess, saying, watching fireworks in quarantine.
Yeah, it was a very unusual 4th of July, but seemed like I'm coming through it.
When did you get this? I hope it was well after the party for Ingrid.
You're okay.
Well, I'm sorry that you
rough
had that.
Stuff, I'll tell you.
Oh, that's, it's amazing. We'll forever remember this pandemic for a lot of reasons, a lot of them not good, but we'll forever remember it. And it's astonishing how now We're learning about how, for some people, it comes and goes. They don't even know they had it. For other people, it never seems to leave and causes long-term problems. We still don't have the full story on this thing, and it's sad and unfortunate, I think. Well, I hope you get better soon. Hey, your column Sunday, Stop Making Politics a Crime. Give us a quick summary of that.
Well, I mean, from the very beginning, I felt, back when it was Bill Schuette bringing the charges, that prosecuting the people who were in office during the Flint water crisis and admittedly may have made some mistakes on the job, but prosecuting them, bringing criminal charges against people who made mistakes on jobs or on the job or who might have made a mistake on the job is, sort of weaponizing prosecution to punish your political enemies or to gain a political advantage. And I thought that was true when Bill Schuette brought the charges, and particularly when Dana Nessel brought the charges. And then to just keep pressing this case, even if became more and more obvious that it was never going to result in a trial or conviction. I mean, we've spent $45 million already on this prosecution, and she wants to continue it. There are civil courts to award damages to people who have been harmed by bad political decisions. Adding a criminal prosecution on it to boot is just vindictive.
Well, as you pointed out, Nolan Finley, in Sunday's Detroit News, that to start putting criminal charges on situations that clearly were a mistake made, not somebody making a mistake or doing something to feather their own bed, to benefit themselves, to steal money, to whatever, is going to keep good people from running for office, among many other things that are going to keep good people running from office. And then we're going to end up with a lot of not such good people to choose from for a variety of offices, and that's not a good thing.
No, we're looking at that very much this year. I don't know how it could get much worse than the ballot's going to look this year. And so, I think that this idea that to serve justice, somebody's got to go to jail is preposterous. I think nobody who was damaged in the Flint water crisis is going to be made whole by good people going to jail.
Mm-hmm. But people do scream for people's necks in these circumstances.
That's right.
And as you say, I'll read it exactly verbatim, there certainly are times when politicians and bureaucrats should face criminal charges. When they cheat and steal or act intentionally to harm those whom they're entrusted to protect, but putting in place a harmful policy or making the wrong choice while acting in good faith should carry a political penalty, not a criminal one. Bungling is not a crime. If it was, few of our leaders would make it through a term without being charged. Good for you. Nolan, always a pleasure. I hope you feel better.
I do too, Paul. I'm sure I will.
Okay. Now, lots of zinc, vitamin D. I'm sure you get all these ideas from people, but zinc and vitamin D are pretty good, I think. Good luck to you, my friend. If you need anything, call me. I'll put it outside your door. Is he gone? Oh, no, you had the volume down. Okay. Thank you, Nolan. It's 7:58.